First of all, can you tell us a little bit about your organizations and what you work on trade and how free trade agreements affect your specific area of work?
So, yeah, my name is Elizabeth Swagger. I work for Citizen Trade Campaign. It's a national coalition of labor unions, environmental organizations, human rights groups, family farmers, consumer rights groups, and many other wonderful organizations that work together to reform U.S. trade policy. So basically, for the last probably 2 decades, we've been working on trying to stop bad free trade agreements like the North American Free Trade Agreement, the Trans-Pacific Partnership from passing. And, we have had a very, sizable win recently with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But I think the next phase, which is all the more important, we've been dying to work on, is being able to promote a positive vision of international trade. So not just what it is that we're against, but looking at what it is that we need to get from free trade agreements in order to promote human rights, to promote family wage jobs, and environmental standards that are so critical right now to address climate change, to address so many of the issues that we're seeing in communities.
I'm Julia DeGraw, and I work with Food and Water Watch. I'm their Northwest organizer, and Food and Water Watch is a national organization based in D.C. with satellite offices all throughout the United States. And we have a goal of ensuring access to safe food and water for all. And what that means in America is really taking on a broken democracy. We have a system that is not working for people anymore. It's not working for farmers anymore. Corporations have become very powerful at controlling the mechanisms that are put into place to frankly regulate them. They control the FDA. They've rewritten the Farm Bill to work for them. And they do the same thing with trade agreements. And so Food and Water Watch views certain common resources as public goods that need to be maintained as public goods. And we actually view our work on trade as part of our common resources campaign, which is to first of all, fight really bad trade deals that create a race to the bottom, that lower standards for safety for workers and the environment, but also, again, pushing for a positive vision for better trade policies that will actually serve people and the planet.
Speaking of new trade policy, Trump has been very critical to trade agreements, and mm-hmm. he's advocated for fairer trade agreements.
What
do you expect from Trump, and to what extent it's a game changer in terms of the trade policy, the U.S. trade policy?
The America First policy, like stance that he has, pretty much guarantees that he's not looking for fair trade policies. He's looking for policies that will probably lower the bar for other countries, and it's already pretty low. As you mentioned numerous times, NAFTA was like bad for America, but it was bad for Mexico. It was possibly worse for Mexico. And so, he's not going to approach trade policy in any way that's going to raise the bar for the environment or for workers. It's just, he's done nothing to indicate that's the case.
I would just agree that, in my opinion, the administration has put out in terms of pitting the U.S. against Mexico is right in line with a lot of other very racist policies that they've been enforcing. And the trade debate should never be about U.S. workers versus workers in Mexico or workers in the rest of the world. What it's about is corporations, attacking all of us. And so that is the light that we see this movement in. And, it's our jobs to stop and call out that scapegoating of other workers and be able to, you know, put people back on track on what it is that we need. We need trade policy that benefits workers both here in the U.S. and across borders. We need trade policy that helps family farmers here and in Mexico, where, you know, NAFTA just wiped out so many family farms. And
but do you think this could be achieved through a bilateral deal or like a NAFTA type of deal, or should it be achieved through like the UN, for instance, or like international agreements, like enforceable?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that you can do it through free trade agreements, and that is something that we advocate for, is trade policy. But there's got to be a change in the way these free trade agreements are negotiated.
Mm-hmm.
They've been negotiated behind closed doors with heavy advice from corporations. They're the only ones that get to see the text. They have the ear of the negotiators during the negotiating process. And so if we want to see fair trade policy, the public has to have a real voice in what's happening. So they need to be able to see what's being proposed in our name in real time as the negotiations are happening. And that's the only way that we can turn this around. If we don't know what's being negotiated, there's no way that we can get what's in our interest.
Mm-hmm.
But could it be argued that trade agreements should only cover trade issues, purely trade issues, and then should respect international agreements on labor or the environment, for example? Because now we have trade agreements that cover pretty much everything, intellectual property, environment, and so on. And this could be seen as a way to impose views on some countries through trade agreements. Whereas we have international agreements on climate, for example, the COP21, it's not enforceable, but could we say that we should make these international agreements on climate, labor, enforceable, and then just go back to trade agreements that only cover trade issues? What's your position on that?
Separating it out, like doing the environmental stuff separate and the workers' rights separate, is that I think that the more that we act like these things are separate, that we do ourselves a disservice. I feel like innately trade does not exist in a vacuum. You know, products that we create, like markets that we have, are based on the work of real people in the real world with like materials that come from the planet. And if we can't approach trade that encapsulates all of that reality, then I don't know that we could end up with a good trade policy. But that's my knee-jerk response, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's
sure.
That's kind of my, I think that the way in which we come up with trade agreements needs to be co-led by all the countries that it applies to, not just the dominant rich white ones, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I'd really agree with that. And I would just say that we are in a very unique time. We have made a crack in the neoliberal establishment, and what gets filled in that crack is up to us. If we're not doing something, then it is going to be corporations led by, you know, President Trump filling that crack with their solution. Is that going to be what we want for people on the planet? Probably not. So the way I see it is it may be that we find a way to negotiate free trade agreements that is democratic and that all players from all countries come to the table as equals, and that it allows for local policies and local solutions to these global problems, and allows people to be able to be driving these solutions and using their creativity and making it local, something that works for them. That's, I think, the vision that we want to be able to be putting out there and that we want to come about in reality.